this shit.
Where's Hanka?
Any answers?
I have one.
Do you?
I wondered if there was a particular pattern to the way all these stories are laid out, if there's a sequence that you can discern that I can't.
We'll come to that. That's where we're going to be. You know where we are?
Yes.
We arrive at the middle point, in a way, when you said, this is it. If I told you this story, I was going to tell you. Maybe we dismiss any judgment you could have about, what was it about? Where did it start? And how did it lead to where? Is that not? The story I was telling you is not like that. That's a story that your intelligence would like to hear. And the best place for that is normally the schools and universities. They will let you exactly know what they are talking about. Because at least they believe that they know exactly what they are talking about. Here is not like that. We are talking about something that you don't know exactly what it is. Not exactly tell it to you, because it's not really transferable, because it's not a knowledge. It more looks like a feeling. And passion is not described. So listen. Right at the beginning, I told you that listen to this story to understand. What is to us the existence to us is what? We are not talking about natural existence or real existence. We are talking about the other part that exists, but it's not the material of this existence. It exists here. It's me. It's that indescribable me, not even the animal. I'm talking about passion. That passion exists. Where does it exist? It doesn't exist in the chemistry, in this biochemical machine. It's understood by me. So many years later, that this biological machine has forgot about it, and it didn't keep the record of it, even. I could remember it, and I could feel it the same way. That's what we want to talk about, right from the beginning. And I said, this is one of those keywords, really, in understanding Masnavi, is hal. Because that hal is a very strange word. First of all, it's not Persian. It means it has its own logical Arabic word. Then, with this cultural transformation, added something to it. Hal, in Arabic. Do you know what it means? Hal?
State.
You know what?
Present.
You should change that attitude. You are not in the business of guessing, just saying something. Whatever you say should be whatever you think. And whatever you think, you should have a good reason for that. Yes. If not, you are in trouble. You know why? Because this is a poetic language And by nature, it could provoke a lot of different guesses just like that. Even if we're having fun, have some reason for that. Let's go back to the meaning of the word hard. First of all, as simple as it is, without having that long Arabic word be upon it or anything like that, hard means now, this moment, present. Another meaning, very popular meaning of hal means how you feel. In English language, you greet each other and you say, how do you do? Because mainly you are inheriting the doer personality of the imperial era, I think. It comes from there. How do you do? Because they were doing something. In Persian, we say, how do you feel? Hal shoman chetore? How is your hal? Because hal means the way you feel your existence now. It has nothing to do with what you remember or what you